Chapter 6. Now there were six of them and one of me. They had leather armor and swords, and even helmets on, too. Not the kind of odds I expected in a small town like this. And to think, all I wanted was a room for the night and some food.
"Sorry, fellas, but I think I just finished the last bit of food,"
I said, setting the bowl on the table. I patted my belly and burped.
"Pretty tasty, though. Worth the wait until tomorrow. Say, any of you ugly men happen to have a toothpick on you?"
"Shut your mouth,"
the one who'd hung back in the room said. He came closer, the rest of the enforcers at his sides and spreading out except one, the big one, abnormally large, who looked like he had part giant in him. He was almost 8 feet tall, and his big meaty arms were crossed over his barrel chest as he blocked the exit. I backed up until I bumped into a table. What was I gonna do now? I couldn't fight them all. Or could I? They came closer, wary, weathered, and scarred. One just as mean-looking as the other. A well-trained bunch of goons, mercenary and ex-soldiers types. Men for hire, judging by the steel jangling on their hips. They were the kind of men who wouldn't hesitate to hurt or kill. I put my hands out in front of me.
Perhaps I should be going. I don't think a little bit of rain ever hurt anyone, eh?
When facing a conflict of superior enemies, play nice before the first dagger strikes.
Ha ha!
The leader said, swinging his sword up on his shoulder.
"So you want to play nice now, do you, smart fella? What's the matter? Are we too ugly for you?"
"As a matter of fact, yes. But that's not the reason I'm willing to leave." The enforcers snickered as they drew their daggers.
"It's nothing personal," I said. "I mean, yes, you are ugly. Not like an orc. Well, except you."
I pointed at the one with the turned-up nose.
"And you."
"Be silent, you fool. You've crossed the line, big mouth. And to think all you had to do was walk out when I said. But now you'll have to pay. Possibly with your life, you golden-eyed freak."
A heavy thumping pounded inside my chest. They meant business. I slid beside the table in the wall. They came closer. I didn't need this kind of trouble.
"Tell you what do you call yourselves?"
"Enforcers, fool."
"So it is. Enforcers, fool. Very catchy. Now here's what I offer. Leave me be, and I'll see to it that you can walk out of here, not crawl. Or die."
They snickered.
"You got a death wish, do you? So be it. Enforcers, take him."
I stuck out my dragon arm. They hesitated, eyes going back and forth between each other.
"What's the matter? Never seen a dragon's arm on a man before?"
Even the big one gawped and scratched his balding head. I had them now. I had them right where I wanted them.
I shoved the table aside, stepped forward, and towered over them.
Except the one on the back, of course.
"Man, what are you waiting for? We've taken down plenty of stranger things before, but never one with a mouth so big. And do I have to remind you who your lord is? The jackal will not be pleased if you fail him in this. Now don't make me tell you again. Enforcers, attack!"
They surged forward, striking high and low. I leaped to the rafters. This isn't what I wanted, not at all. These men were killers, and they wanted me dead. I couldn't stay up here forever. There was only one rafter and nowhere to go.
"Brock! Get over there and jerk that bird out of those rafters."
The oversized man made it across the room in 3 strides, reaching up my way. His big fingers reached at my feet as I kicked them away.
"Go away, Brock."
He was big and ugly, but not stupid. He laughed.
"Get him, Brock. Snap his neck like a chicken's. I got dibs on his pretty hair.
I kicked Brock in the nose, drawing a painful howl.
Oh!
That last comment lit a fire in me. My problem was they could kill and seemed perfectly willing to, but I could not. Problem. Brock threw his shoulder into the post. The entire building shook. The innkeeper was screaming,
"Stop it! Stop it!"
The leader shoved him to the ground. It seemed these enforcers had a point to make. Something weird was going on here. And the jackal, whoever that was behind it all. It was time for me to make a move. Brock hit the post again, cracking it and shaking the room.
I dropped on his shoulders and blinded him with my hands.
"Easy, Brock," I said. "What you can't see, you can't hit."
"Get off me, rodent."
He reached for my hands. I slapped him on his bald head.
"That will leave a mark. Woo! My, it's hot up here."
The leader shouted out,
"Brock, kneel down so we can get a lick at him."
The fun was over. Brock dropped to a knee. I jumped from his shoulders to one table, then another. I had to get as far away from Brock as possible. He could crush me. Jumping, ducking, diving, and dodging. I got a few punches in as they chased me around the room.
"Blasted you fools,"
the leader said.
"Do I have to do everything myself? Brock, guard the door. We can't let him get away."
They seemed pretty persistent about not letting me go for some reason. Perhaps they didn't want word getting out about their indiscretions. I jumped left, right, then found myself cornered. Two daggers and a sword at my throat.
"Now we've got you,"